We thank the Lord for you tuning in and be that living stone which God have called you to be. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you is my prayer. Join us again next week right here on WCNO.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Richard Pope with my wife, Pastor Lucy Pope, from the Word of Truth International Ministries Incorporated. We're so grateful that you decided to join us today, and we know the Lord has a blessing just for you.
But ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid down his life, and I got mountains to climb.
Greetings. We greet you in the matchless and the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And it's just a blessing to be alive on this morning. We just thank God for another opportunity to breathe his air and to break the bread of life. Sometimes we take it for granted that he allowed us to wake up and have the use and the activity of our limbs and to be in our right mind. That's a blessing all by itself when you can get up and walk on your own two feet, and that there's some folk that can't even do that, you know. So we have to be mindful of and don't take it for granted that we're still alive and we're still here, and that means that the assignment is not up, because each and every one of us, whether we're walking in the call of God that is on our life, because there are many, many called, but few are chosen. And that chosen is those who accept the call. Those who say, Lord, here am I, send me. I'll stand in the gap. I'll say what you want me to say. I'll do what you want me to do. And so we all have an assignment. And if we're still alive, if you can hear my voice this morning, that means that God still has work for you to do. There's someone that you need to tell about Jesus. There's someone you need to point to Jesus. There's someone you need to pray for and encourage. There's someone that you need to be a spiritual parent, a mother or father to, and lead them in the maturity in being a Christian, accepting Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And people are watching us. They're watching us to see how we handle situations and circumstances. And if you look around, you know that time is short. We fixing to be in June. Half the year's already gone. It seemed like we was just in the winter months. Now we in the summertime, and half the year we in the sixth month. The half the year is already gone. So time is moving really fast. And so we don't have the time that we think we have to get ourselves together before we decide to come to the Lord, to be born again, because you must be born again. If you wanna spend eternity in somewhere else besides a burning hell, you must be born again. And don't let nobody fool you. Hell is real. It's the absence of being with Christ. You in a bad place, and there's torment. So me, myself, I have to speak to me, because this right here ministers to me first. I try not to take it for granted that I'm still alive. And sometimes you move a little slow, and this old building got a couple of leaks in it. And we used to sing that back in the day, this old building got a leak, and I'm going to have to move. Our time here on this earth is short. And when this assignment is up, you can't go nowhere but until your assignment is up. Now, we can rush it doing foolish things, but God ain't gonna allow you to go nowhere until your assignment is up. There's somebody's souls hanging in the balance because we're not doing what we're supposed to do. Someone is watching us and the way we live, not what we say, but the way we live our life. It's the best sermon we'll ever preach, because how you live, we can speak all eloquent, and we can talk about the Hebrew and the Greek and talk about all this stuff pertaining to the kingdom of God. But how you living, that's the most powerful testimony and witness that we can ever have before the body of Christ and before those who don't know him. Because that's the real harvest right there is those that don't know him. Those that need to know him but don't know him. And for whatever reason, those that have backslidden. But we have to live a life that is becoming of a child of God. We have to be ambassadors, eternal ambassadors for Christ. Not living carnally, not in this flesh, but walking by the Spirit. And the only way we can do that is with the help of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. We need the Holy Ghost, because we can't do nothing without God's super on our natural. And that is the Holy Spirit that empowers us to do all that we need to do. But that's what the Lord is saying this morning. We taking time for granted. Time is precious. We can't get it back. We can't get it back. And if we waste it and we close our eyes and we don't know the Lord, we're going to be in a bad place. So we need to hear the word, hearken to the word, and do something about it. Don't put it off, because you can't get you right. And I knew I couldn't get me right. I live a life of repentance, because I'm always repenting, because I'm not perfect and I'm a work in progress. And when we come to Christ, we don't never arrive in this word. We constantly learn, we constantly seeking, we constantly knocking, we constantly asking, because God is an awesome God, and his kingdom is vast, and his kingdom is within us, and we are steady growing. We're steady coming into maturity. We none of us are perfect, and we won't never know it all. The only way we'll be able to answer a lot of questions that we have is when we see Jesus, if we see Jesus, because if we're not doing what we're supposed to do here and if we've not received him, we won't see him. So we're examples. We're living epistles for all those that are around us who are watching. And someone may give their life to Christ because of the life you live, the love that you show, the fruits of the Spirit. How you displaying that peace and that love and that joy and that temperance and self-control and long-suffering, because God is long-suffering with us. He hasn't sent Jesus back yet, because there are still souls hanging in the balance. And he don't want nobody to have no excuse. That's why the end ain't going to come until the word has reached every nook and cranny on the globe. Every nook and cranny, it's going to have to reach, so no one would have an excuse to say they didn't know, they didn't hear. So we are living epistles. They're watching us. So we need to be worthy of the calling. We need to be worthy to say that we are born again. We need to be worthy to say that we are Christ-like. We are his disciples. We are following him. We are his fivefold. We are his laymen. We are born again believers. We need to live a life that shows that really represents Christ. And that's the way he led me first thing this morning. And because I was looking and I was like, you know, we take this for granted, you know, like we got time. We don't have the time we think we have. Look around you. Look how fast people are leaving him. And it's a sad indictment on the body of Christ when there's folk close to us that die and don't know Christ. And we haven't even planted no seed. We haven't even watered it. Because it's only God can bring the increase. They can't come unless the Holy Spirit draws them. But it's a sad indictment if we've never planted the seed, we've never watered the seed. Because this word, it'll do the work, but we have to plant the word. And we plant the word by speaking. We're speaking spirits. We're made in his image and after his likeness. So we speak the word. We deposit that word with them. We plant it when we speak. It's going to create something. It's going to either draw them or repel them. But the word is alive. It is spirit and is life. Jesus is the word. So we just have to be mindful of that. Most gracious and eternal Father, we just thank you right now. Lord, we magnify you. We glorify you. We extol you. Lord, we come with holy reverence to you because of who you are. Not because of what you've done, but because of who you are. You, in your word, said that if I be lifted up, Christ Jesus, from the earth, I will do the drawing. And Lord, draw right now. Let your word go forth with power and simplicity that the least of them will understand it. Lord, and somebody will come saying, I yield. I can't hold out any longer. Lord, it's not for fame or fortune that we speak over the airwaves, Lord, but it's that you get all the glory, you get all the honor, and to point the lost souls to you, Jesus, because it's all about you. It's not about us, but it's about you. Your will be done. We bind the hand of the enemy that would try to steal the word, the seed, before it's able to fall on the fertile soils of the hearts of your people and germinate and come to life and bear much fruit. Lord, we ask a blessing on all those that are bereaved, the families. Give them peace and comfort, Lord, in this time. Lord God, we just thank you for another day, a day that we've never seen before, a day that we won't never see again. We ask you to just come into our hearts right now, Lord. Just have your way. Your will be done, your word, your way. We thank you for all those that, excuse me, the owners of this radio station, the ones, the technician, the men and women of God who come through, Lord, making it happen, singing and preaching and teaching and ministering and prophesying and praying and everything that they do for the kingdom, Lord. We ask that you continue to strengthen them, anoint them, give them provision for the vision. Lord, give them clarity, enlightened eyes that they understand, Lord, that they will have a revelation of who you are. And in turn, they will realize who they are, Lord God. And we just thank you. We thank you for what you're doing in this season. We bless you. We magnify you. We glorify you. We lift you up. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And this morning we're looking at Ephesians 2. And I'm going to read from verse 4. And it reads as thus. And I'm reading from the King James Version. And it reads as thus. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. And in parentheses it says, by grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And here, the apostle is talking to the church in Ephesus. And he's letting them know that, look, but God, I know you got all this going on and everything, but God. How many times have we had a but God moment? The enemy tried to take you out. You lost. You didn't win. You thought you was going to be all right. But you're still here. But God. The enemy had a plan to sift you like wheat. But Jesus is interceding for us. He's seated at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us, praying that our faith don't fail. And that's why I've been on faith for so many years now, and the Lord won't let me get away from faith. Faith, we must have faith. There's no other way we're going to be able to stand in these evil times that we're living in. We're going to have to have faith. And we can't give up because it get hard. And things going to get harder. They things are rough right now, but they're going to get harder. And we're going to have to be able to stand. Having done all, we're going to have to stand. And so this is a but God who is rich in mercy. God who is rich in mercy. He's rich in mercy. His mercies are new every morning. He has compassion on us. He has compassion on us, and he don't give us what we deserve. We deserve to be judged, and we deserve a burning hell. But God, rich in mercy, his compassion, for his great love wherewith he loved us. He loved us so much that he sent his only begotten son. John 3:16 declares that he loved us so much that he sent his only begotten son. He loved the whole world. He didn't love the things of the world, but everything he made was good. He said that the only thing he said that wasn't good was for man to be alone. But everything he made was good. But sin come in and corrupted everything because of disobedience. Disobedience, but God and his rich mercy, his abundance of mercy, his grace, he's long-suffering, even when we were dead in our sins, in our iniquities, in our trespasses, on our way to a burning hell. We were dead, spiritually dead in this natural body, not born in sin and shaped in iniquity. That's where we were. And his grace and his mercy wherewith he loved us. He loved us so much. And that's an awesome God. He didn't wait for us to fix ourselves because we couldn't fix ourselves. We couldn't clean ourselves up. We couldn't get right. We needed Jesus, that blood, to be shed for the remission of our sins. The blood had to be shed to clean us up, to purify us, to make us in right standing, to reconcile us back into the family of God. The blood had to be shed, even while we were yet sinners. Hath quickened us together. He has made us alive. We were dead in sin, but because of what he did, we are made alive. He's quickened us together. Engrafted, we are engrafted in to the family. We've been adopted. He's chosen us because of the blood. Jesus paid the price on Calvary. He laid his life down. And the best example I can give is when we get baptized. It's an outward expression of an inward change. And you go down in that watery grave. And you come up in the newness of life. You go down and the old man dies. The old woman dies in that watery grave, what we call it. And we go down, and when we come up, we are resurrected with him. We died with him because he died in our place. He was the propitiation for us. He stood in our stead. He had sin placed on him, the sins of our past, our present, and our future, placed on him. And he went down in that grave. And he went down to hell and took the keys to death, hell, and the grave. And in 3 days, God raised him up. That same power, that same Holy Ghost power lives on the inside of us when we trust him, when we receive him as our Lord and Savior. So we come up in the newness. We are a new creation. Huh? We are born of the Spirit. We are born again. And we've went down and we've come up new. Everything is new. All things are new. Because if anyone be in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. So there should be some signs. If you've been born again, if you are disciples, if you are following Christ, if you are Christ-like, if you are his ambassadors in this earth realm, you should show some signs. When they see you, they should see Jesus. They should see Jesus. They should see, because you represent him. And it's sad, a sad indictment on the body of Christ when we have leaders that are falling by the wayside and they're not representing Christ. But we have to keep on keeping on. We have to keep on pressing toward the mark of the high call of God in Christ, because everything is in Christ now, because he paid the price for us. He redeemed us back. He paid our sin debt that we can never pay. He redeemed us back. So God has quickened us together with Christ because of his grace and his mercy, because of his love wherewith he loved us. We messed up. We deserve eternity without him. That's what we deserved. But because he loved us so much, he gave us another chance and another chance and another chance. But his grace, where sin abound, grace abound much more. But we can get to a place if we keep on doing the same thing, and he'll turn us over to a reprobate mind. He'll turn us over and let us get all we want. And we truly lost then. So we can't take his grace for granted. We can't take his grace for granted. We have to receive it, and we have to give grace, because he's shown us grace, and we have to show others grace and have mercy on them and show them that agape love, not that phileo, that brotherly love, or that eros, the love that you have for a woman, or a man have for a woman have for a man, that intimate, that no. I'm talking about that agape love, that's unconditional love, that's love beyond anything we can think of. That's God kind of love. That's the love that he had for us. It's not looking for nothing in return. It's who God is. It's who he is. God is love. So if we are his sons and daughters, Jesus is our older brother, we should show some signs. There should be some love in us. We should be promoting love. We should be ministers of reconciliation, because he has reconciled us back. We should be ministers of reconciliation. We should be promoting peace and love and harmony, instead of stirring up, quick to stir up stuff and run to gossip and spreading gossip and sowing them seeds of discord. We should be promoting love and forgiving, because he's forgiven us much. He's forgiven us much. He forgave our sins and threw it in the sea of forgetfulness. And he don't do as a lot of us do. He don't hit the rewind button and say, oh, but you remember when you did this right here? You remember when you did that right there? No, God ain't like that. Yeah, God forgive, and he forget all about it. He let it go. But we want to hit the rewind button sometimes. But we got to let it go, Because if we don't forgive, and this is all part of who we are in the newness of Christ, this is that new man, that new woman. We can't carry that with us because unforgiveness will keep us out. It'll keep us out. We'll miss it because of unforgiveness. Because the word says that if we don't forgive, he ain't going to forgive. I know I can't afford that. I can't afford for him not to forgive me because I'm a wretch undone. I'm constantly repenting because God is a good God. And we do stuff sometimes. And we thank stuff sometimes. Even if we don't do nothing physically, we thank it or we react or we say things we shouldn't say. So it's constant. And you heard me say that in the beginning, that we ain't going to never arrive. We ain't going to never be perfect, but we're striving. We're being conformed to his image. So we're steady learning. We're steady growing. We're growing in his grace. We're growing in his mercy. We're growing in his love. We're growing in his peace. And this is what we should be displaying as we are coming into maturity, spiritual maturation. We're being mature Christians. We're growing in the things of God and the knowledge of him. And so when we get that revelation of who he is, then we know who we are because we are made in his image and after his likeness. And a lot of things that we struggle with, we won't struggle with no more because he hath raised us up together with Christ and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ. So in the realm of the spirit, we already there. That's our vertical relationship. That's our kingdom because that's where we come from. Because before the foundation of the world, we were in Christ. It didn't start in the garden. It started before the garden because he already knew us. We were with him in eternity. So we are connected vertically. And then here on this earth, in this earth assignment, in this earth suit, we are on assignment leading all the souls we can back to Christ, back into the family, back into the kingdom. So that's our horizontal relationship with one another. So when you take the vertical and then you bring the horizontal, that's the cross right there. That's the love of the cross. So we have to be mindful of that and display Christ in all you do. Don't waste time because time is short. And we have to do all we can in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. We pray that the word of truth has touched your heart and mind today. There may be someone under the sound of my voice that has not received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, you know the life I've lived. Forgive me for my sins. I believe you died for my sins and was raised up on the third day. Thank you for saving me. Heaven rejoices over one that comes to repentance and receive Jesus. We encourage you to find a Bible-based church where you can continue to grow in the Word of God. If you would like to sow into this ministry, you can do so by Cash App, and that's $TWOT Ministries. Again, that's $TWOT Ministries, or P.O. Box 8573, Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34985. Again, that is P.O. Box 8573, Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34985. Until next time, this is Pastor Richard and Lucy Pope. We love you, and we're praying for you. Amen. So I trust them at all times.